This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Everyone all set? Cocked, locked. Here we go. You dialed set correctly to USA Prepares. Thank you for being in class with us today. Thank you, Jason, for engineering the broadcast in Minnesota at Genesis Communications Network. I'm Vincent Fennelli. We broadcast 5 days a week, 2 hours a day, Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. through 11 a.m. Central Time. That's when we're live. And we're picked up and rebroadcast by other outfits, including Republic Broadcasting Network, tape delayed one day, and others as well, and on the Ron Gibson channel on YouTube. If you'd like to call us, we'll pay for the call, 866-582-9933, 866-582-9933. We're going to be talking about vaccines for hour number one, and we'll be talking about my unpublished book and tips that I have for you, hour number two. I'd like to introduce to you someone I know personally and have known for years, Nurse Tracy. She's been in the medical profession since 1994. She has 25 years experience as a nurse, and her husband has 45 years as a DO. So both are involved in medicine, and we're going to be talking about vaccines, and I think you're going to learn some things that you probably don't want to know, but are going to be useful. It's going to be disturbing, but necessary. Welcome, Tracy.
Hey, Vinny. Good morning.
Hey, good morning. Well, vaccines. I know so many people are sick. They have all kinds of diseases, asthma and cancer and autoimmune diseases, and it's getting tougher, arthritis and meningitis. It's getting worse out there, and I hardly know anyone who says, oh, I'm fit as a fiddle. Everybody's got problems of some sort. Can we trace these maladies, these illnesses, these diseases back to vaccines? Because, frankly, when I was young, back in the 1950s, I learned that in my grandmother's area on the East Coast, there was someone who had cancer, and it was like very quiet. You really don't want to talk about it because they've got someone over there in that house that has cancer. Now, don't go over there because you might get it. And it was that rare. It was that rare that hardly anybody had it, but now every family has it. What have you found out?
Right. Well, I spend enormous amount of my time doing research because I love to seek truth. So I started to put two and two together, which is really kind of common sense. You don't have to be a rocket scientist to figure this stuff out. All you have to do is really go literally to the government sites themselves, and you will find numerous, numerous articles at the National Institutes of Health talking about different side effects and possible causes and effects of people receiving diseases. So, I came along a little bit later than you did. So in the 1970s and 80s, I graduated high school in 1990. So at that time, it was very, very rare also to hear of a cancer case or someone that had MS. Or even diabetes was relatively rare at that time. But you can see a direct correlation between the increase in vaccinations of people and the increase in these disease processes. And also, you know, there's a mystery disease, quote-unquote mystery disease, but a lot of people have what's called and termed fibromyalgia. Now, doctors, they've determined certain symptoms to qualify people into fibromyalgia, but they don't know what's causing it, and they really don't know what to treat it with, okay? So what they do is treat symptoms. They can't get to the causation of the issue. Well, if you go back and look at and do a little bit of research on what types of treatments have you had, and go look at the side effects for these different treatments. Now, I'm talking about the flu vaccine, but I'm also talking about the pharmacomafia tablets that everyone gets to treat the symptoms of the disease, not the disease itself. And, you know, I've in the past been a little bit frustrated with people's lack of motivation to research some stuff for themselves, okay? Because we have the information highway. You can look up all kinds of facts, figures, statistics. And then I'm also concerned about that we just blanket trust government entities. Now, having said that, I would like to also say that the CDC is a private corporation. They are not government-owned. They are government-funded through grants, that type of stuff, but they are not. They're a private corporation. The same with the FDA. You know, it's like Federal Express. They're not federal, but they use the name federal. It's the same thing with the FDA, Federal, Drug Administration. The CDC has many, many patents on vaccinations. And the vaccinations I want to start talking about a little bit today, and you can throw in what, you know, maybe questions you have. And if I don't know something, there's two things about me that you need to know. Number one, I love people. I really, really love people. That's why I went to nursing school to start with. And number two, if I'm wrong, I'm going to tell you I'm wrong. If I don't know, I'm going to say I don't know. I'll say I haven't researched that yet, but I keep a notebook by my chair and write down names. I write down where these different vaccinations, quote-unquote, studies, where they went, which college they went through, who was the professor, who was the scientist. And anyone that knows anything about science knows that science evolves. It's not a set-in-stone. This is the facts, period. It never changes, okay? The next thing that people need to know is that there have never been any double-blind placebo studies on any of the vaccinations that are out there, period. They've not been done. So there is no science. Basically, what happens is it goes to a college or university, and the pharmacomafia will tell them, this is what we need you to say, and they create a great big humongous fear in people, and they run and get whatever they tell them to do. And what's going on in the medical profession is that, you know, I went to nursing school, and here's what I learned about vaccines. We learned what the schedule was, and we learned what diseases these vaccines are supposed to prevent. The same with medical school when Doc went to medical school. That's what you learn. So to any healthcare professionals out there that would be listening right now, I'm only asking you to broaden your horizons and research for yourself without blindly following the herd. Okay, so what I want to talk about, I printed up some stuff, and most of this information is from the CDC itself, actually. The number one infant mortality rate in the industrialized world is the United States of America. I'm going to repeat that. The number one infant mortality rate in the industrialized world is the United States of America. Now, the number one state in the United States for the highest mortality rate is Mississippi. Vinny, would you like to guess which state has the most people vaccinated and children vaccinated and infants vaccinated?
Well, I would have to say Mississippi.
That's right. Now, the very first vaccine babies get in the right as soon as they're born is vitamin K. Vitamin K, this is what they say. Okay, there's a lot of things that go into this also, but when someone says you're going to be getting a vitamin, your baby's going to get a vitamin, you're like, well, heck yeah, we want our babies to have vitamins. If they need vitamins, this is good, right? Well, what most people don't know is that vitamin K has a black label on it. Now, black label means in the medical profession that used with caution can cause very serious, severe side effects, okay? So here's the package insert on the vitamin K injection. The black box warning says that the risks include death, anaphylaxis, shock, and cardiac arrest. Now, I went a little bit further into looking up some vitamin K issues. So here's another adverse reaction for it. It's an 18-letter word, okay? So let's just say the average person that's not medically trained sees this word and they go, hyperbilirubinemia. And they go, oh, okay, what's that? Because unless you write it down or you research what it is, the common word for it is jaundice, okay? Which is a common side effect of the vitamin K shot that is given literally within minutes of the baby being born. So you've probably heard of several babies having jaundice. You understand what I'm saying? And there's other things that can cause jaundice also, but I find it quite odd that the vitamin K shot lists hyperbilirubinemia as a side effect for this vaccine. That's black labeled. So, you know, you were talking about the 1950s, and I was talking about 70s, 80s, when I grew up and graduated nursing school in 94. Well, think back to, like, let's say the 17 and 1800s, right? Do you think that babies that were born in the 17, 1800s had the vitamin K shot because, oh my gosh, they might bleed to death? I mean, our population wouldn't have increased. You see what I'm saying? If these were facts, it's just common sense, deductive reasoning to come to these conclusions. You do not have to be enormously intelligent. So, the next shot that they give babies is the hepatitis B vaccine. Now, unless the mother has hepatitis B, then there's some certain indications, you know, and things that you need to watch out for. But you get hepatitis B from two things, sex industry and drug needles, okay? Now, I'm not sure about you, but my thought process is I'm pretty sure that my baby that was just born isn't going to be around any drug needles, right? And I'm pretty sure they're not going to be partaking in the sex industry. So, what sense does this make? And I don't know if we're going to commercial break or not, but...
Yeah, we're going into a break right now. We've got a couple seconds. And Nurse Tracy is talking about vaccines, and this is an eye-opener class. Please don't touch that dial. We'll be right back.
We can all agree these are troubled times, right? So do you know who's on your wireless network? Whether it's a big company selling your data or a foreign hacker, if you're not protected, everybody sees your information. That's why you need Flash Routers, a custom Wi-Fi router created for privacy. Flash Routers uses a virtual private network or VPN to protect your online activity from hackers, trackers, and large corporations. And not just one, but all your devices with one out-of-the-box setup. Plus, Flash Routers also enhances your wireless network performance and unlocks powerful router management tools to let you take total control of your network. Call or click Flash Routers today at 1-866-509-5817 or flashrouters.com. That's 1-866-509-5817 or flashrouters.com. Protect your wireless home network today with Flash Routers.
If you suck, your name will hear you.
Why are we getting killed like this?
Kyle's not here. Got caught drinking beer in the park a couple of nights ago.
Really?
Yeah. Zero tolerance. He's out for the season.
Harsh.
Hey, he knew not to drink. We've made that clear to all of our kids, right?
No, not really.
Bill, if we don't tell them what we expect and why they shouldn't drink, how are they going to know?
Talk. They hear you.
Yeah, you can do it if you try.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
With more people listening to radio than visit Google, Facebook, or YouTube, from the very young to the very old, everyone listens to radio. Pillow companies, alarm, identity theft, nutrition, insurance, banking, automotive. The list goes on and on. Billion-dollar businesses. Why? The answer is radio, the media everyone tunes into. Find out how effective and affordable radio can be for your business. Contact 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Class, Nurse Tracy's with us, and she's been talking about hyperbilirubinemia, and she was talking about the sex trade and drug needles being a root cause for hepatitis B in babies. And if you think about it, hardly any babies are exposed to either one of those. So please continue, Tracy.
Okay, so I'm going to go over some of the listed side effects. This is the CDC, okay, of the hepatitis B. Fever, fatigue, loss of appetite, nausea and or vomiting, jaundice. So now we have two injections at birth of children, of the babies, infants are receiving that cause jaundice, hyperbilirubinemia rubia, okay? Now, if they don't get the hepatitis B vaccine and are exposed to the virus, it causes liver damage, liver cancer, and death. Now, the question I have to ask is this. Is there a possibility that the vaccine itself causes these also, these diseases also? By the way, every vaccine available to be injected, all of them list death as a possible side effect. So keep this in mind, because we're going to talk about VAERS, the vaccine reporting agency through the Department of HHS, okay? I want to talk about that today, too. Vaccine injury reporting agency. So it just makes common sense to me that we're damaging our children from the get-go, okay? Now, also, another side effect that most vaccines have is diarrhea, okay? So now we have a rotavirus vaccine for diarrhea. One of the side effects for the rotavirus vaccine is, you guessed it, here it says, give me one second because I want to read this to you very exactly, that it could cause slight cases of diarrhea, small cases of diarrhea. So you get the vaccine because your baby's had diarrhea. That can cause some instances of diarrhea. Does that make any sense?
Yeah, please continue.
So, I recently came across an article, and it was written by a caretaker in a funeral home, undertaker. And he reported, along with a lot of his colleagues, that when they have an infant that's died of SIDS, okay, the doctors can't explain it. Now, there have been several families that have either had the means or they've done a fundraiser for themselves that their infants have died with the official cause as SIDS on their death certificate. Now, these families have hired an independent lab and taken tissues, you know, they've received from their baby and their blood samples received from their babies, and have proven that they have a huge amount of metal toxicities in their blood and in their tissues. Now, most vaccines also have a chemical called polysorbate 80. Polysorbate 80 helps any heavy metals transfer through the blood-brain barrier easier, okay? Now, what happens when it goes through the blood-brain barrier is that the first organ, which is very, it's a little itty-bitty tiny organ in your brain called the pineal gland, that's where it directly goes to very, very first. And it calcifies the pineal gland. Now, the pineal gland, and I want people to write this stuff down, look it up for themselves. I do not want them to listen to Tracy. Tracy does not listen to other people. I take notes. I research constantly, okay? I do not say, oh, Vinny said. I do not want them to listen to Tracy said. I want them to do their own homework. So these tests have come back on these infants that have been SIDS. They stopped breathing, which, by the way, I just read you side effects that indicate that those are things that happen from these vaccinations.
We're going into a break, Tracy. Let's continue this when we come back.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
It's Black Friday today, then comes Small Business Saturday, and Cyber Monday is looming as well. And millions of Americans are expected to go holiday shopping over the next few days. The National Retail Federation, expecting about 115 million shoppers, are out there today looking for deals on Black Friday. This woman is a first-timer in Minneapolis.
It's my first experience ever in 42 years to ever be in a store on Black Friday. today at all. So this is like coming in with a bang. But I think once Thanksgiving starts, it's on.
Iraqi Prime Minister Adel Abdul Mahdi saying he's resigning after weeks of violent protests in that country and after the nation's top Shiite Muslim cleric called for a change in leadership. Security forces in Iraq have killed about 400 mostly peaceful demonstrators and injured thousands more. This is USA Radio News.
Black Friday starts now at Banana Republic Factory. Get 60% off everything and an extra 60% off clearance. Shop our biggest sale of the year with cozy sweaters from $19.99. Find your nearest store or shop online only at Banana Republic Factory. Black Friday starts now at Banana Republic Factory. Get 60% off everything and an extra 60% off clearance. Shop our biggest sale of the year with cozy sweaters from $19.99. Find your nearest store or shop online only at Banana Republic Factory.
An official message from Medicare.
It's open enrollment, Fred. Time to compare plans.
Oh, Alice, we're fine with what we have.
Well, that's what the Johnsons thought until they tried Medicare's new Plan Finder.
The Johnsons, huh?
We saved on our prescription costs.
And got extra benefits. Come on, Fred. Maybe we'll find something better.
Plans change every year. Use the new Plan Finder at Medicare.gov to compare health and drug plans. Open enrollment ends December 7th.
What do you know? Comparing plans really pays.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens, and we're proud to promote amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Visit GCNLife.com for products like Luminesce. The Luminesce Anti-Aging Skincare line restores youthful vitality and radiance to your skin, reducing the appearances of fine lines and wrinkles with stem cell technology. There's also Instantly Ageless, which works within 2 minutes, reducing under-eye bags, fine lines, wrinkles, and pores. Jeunesse has products to help you with how you look and feel in a very short time. Nobel-nominated Dr. Vincent Jampapa has designed several products helping the body perform better. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee, and they're available up to a 25% preferred price discount. See all of the amazing Jeunesse products at GCNLife.com or call toll-free 1-844-443-6637. 1-844-443-6637.
Every day we take steps to keep the people we love safe, but some health risks are easy to miss. Ticks hiding in the yard can spread germs that can cause Lyme disease and Rocky Mountain spotted fever. Mice searching for sources of food can spread bacteria and disease. Mosquitoes breed in standing water and can transmit illnesses like West Nile virus and Zika virus. Cockroaches are drawn to water in the home and can leave behind allergens that trigger asthma attacks. Stinging insects attack in defense of their nests and send more than 500,000 people to the emergency room every year. Household pests are a threat to our health. Learn what you can do to protect your family at pestworld.org.
It's going to be sliding.
What are today's hot?
Last year,
God, you're take my when you go to the season. For 2 seconds, start.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelli.
Nurse Tracy's with us. Class, I know Tracy. She's been to our events. She has been to our Get Prepared Expos. And she's been on the air with us before. And for those of you who are interested, she'll be with us next Friday at the same time. So if you want to hear more of Nurse Tracy, next Friday as well. Tracy, you were talking about polysorbate 80, a component of vaccines, and how it calcifies the pineal gland. Please continue.
Well, polysorbate 80 is a chemical that allows the toxins that are in vaccines, so mercury and aluminum, thimerosal is the name they use to hide it, to easily cross the blood-brain barrier. So it calcifies the pineal gland, which the pineal gland is known to give us our advanced intuition, our spirituality, our connection with Source, God, okay? And they want that blocked only because it's less information people are able to absorb in order to be enlightened, if you will, or spiritual, okay, to the levels that we were created to be. Now, I want to go back to the caretaker for the funeral home. So he had an increase in not only Sid's death, but death of elderly people in direct correlation to the increased schedule of vaccinations in infants and flu and pneumonia vaccines in the elderly. So, of course, when these families come in with their deceased infants, it's absolutely horrific and tragic. They're devastated. So at some point with the conversations of these young parents, he says, asks them gently, is there any chance recently that your child's had vaccinations? Now, he said every single time, and I mean every single time, that yes, they've recently had a vaccination, okay? It doesn't take rocket science to figure out what's happening because every vaccine lists death as a possible side effect, okay? That's pushed off as sudden infant death syndrome. Now, in the elderly, as soon as the flu shot vaccine or, you know, time comes around where everybody's getting their flu vaccines, he's also had an increase in, say, compared to the summer months, right, where there's not the flu vaccine, and then the flu vaccine starts early fall, an increase in mortality rates for the elderly. So here's what they've just recently come out with for the flu vaccine. Now, tell me if this makes any sense. And I hope your listeners, many of the people that are listening to us, can pick up on what I'm about to say. So please listen very, very carefully to me. Up until the age of 65, you are to get the one-dose flu vaccine, okay? Magically, you turn 66 the following year, and now all of a sudden, you're going to need the four-times-dose flu vaccine. Does that make any sense to anyone?
I know a guy who was a friend of mine. Lived down the road. He was in his 80s. He had just gotten cancer, and he was doing fine. He was being treated for cancer in a hospital in Springfield, and he would go for checkups. And one day he said he was going for a checkup. The next day, and I said, Paul, whatever you do, they're going to want you to get a flu vaccine. Don't get it. Don't get it. Don't get it. Promise me. Promise me you won't get it. He said, okay, I promise. He went to his doctor's appointment. I called him up and I said, how'd it go? He said, okay, it went great. He said, but I want to tell you that the doctor said I needed the flu vaccine, so I took it. He was dead in 30 days.
Right. And also, if you dig in the information on the CDC information or go to the National Institutes of Health, either one, you're going to find in there, if you dig deep enough and hard enough, but they're taking some information out because the public is becoming increasingly aware of, things are not adding up, okay, thank God. But in their paperwork, you can find that the side effects for these vaccines can appear anywhere between 1 week after the vaccine up to 5 months after the vaccine. Now, I would argue that given the increase in autoimmune diseases, And this would be anyone that was born, you know, prior to, I'm going to say, 1985. And that's probably pushing it out quite a few years. But if you pay attention to, certainly the baby boomer generation, largest generation, you know, that we have, certainly they're aware of the uptick in people being diagnosed with cancer, different kinds of autoimmune diseases. Even the teachers are noticing the increase in the autism rates, the ADHD, the oppositional defiant disorders, the suicidal tendencies of people. Well, of course they are. Okay? You're putting toxic chemicals in your bloodstream that's going to your brain, which makes it not function correctly. Now, it's not just vaccinations. It's also fluoride in our water, and it's also poisons in our food, which is for a different day, different conversations. Dr. Sheely talks about fluoride incessantly, which he should, because it is a neurotoxin that is in most cities' drinking water. They shower in it. They drink it. I'm on a well, thank God. I also filter my water. But you put all of these factors together. These people aren't just making this stuff up. Every single day on my Facebook page, there's a new mother on there that had to find out the hard way because her baby's not here anymore, okay? Why do we want to get to that point? Now, this is going to be out there for a lot of people, but I researched soft kill warfare, okay? And are you familiar with the syphilis, you know, that they gave, that our government tested on,
yes,
on the Tuskegee, black soldiers,
yes,
okay?
Tuskegee Airmen, yes.
Right. Now, if you talk to anyone that's recently been in the military, they're continuing to be guinea pigs or lab rats for the government. They're coming back out of these wars and back here. We have several patients that have multiple diseases, okay? Young people. I mean, young people are getting dementia by the time they're 40 years old. You know, and I'm just begging people to please do some research. I'm begging medical professionals. It's becoming increasingly more aware. Just recently, a doctor that's actually a pediatrician, it finally clicked to him what was happening, and he's grieving. Because the first thing we do is no harm. First, do no harm. So we believe that by giving them these things, that we're helping them. We're believing what the pharmaco mafia sent in to teach us in the office with the click-clackers, that's what I call them, click-clackers, that are trained to memorize this information, and this is what you go talk to the doctor about in 5 minutes, right? Because they don't have time. They don't have to take very much time to find out some facts. And they're increasingly, thank goodness, they're increasingly becoming more and more aware of, this is damaging the children that I love and that I take care of. And they're now grieving and apologizing because they did not know. They did not know. So for me, when I say I do not know something, the battle is over because I'm going to learn it. So I'm either going to figure it out on myself or I'm going to find out where I can get the information, any number of doctor friends that I have that I can ask about any number of diseases, okay? Or, Vinny, do you know about this? Because I don't know a lot about this, so could you help me out and tell me what you know or give me some resources or books that I could read? And I'm going to be on it because it's something that I love to do, but I want to know what the truth is. I don't want to harm people. Our society as a whole has become so busy that they don't take the time to gather their own information. Either they listen to the television, which has lie in it, lie vision, right? Or programming. It's named that for a reason. We're given our own brains to do our own research. And so another thing that's happening is that if anyone out there that's had vaccines, you look at yourself in the mirror. Now, let me explain them to you. I believe that when we're born, we are born divine beings of some sort, right? Whatever category anyone out there wants to put that into. But I do not believe that we're born having to be injected with multiple chemicals. We're already born with an immune system that protects us from stuff. That's why we have it. And another thing is that they're studying that these chemicals that are being injected into us is also mutating our DNA in real time. So the DNA that you're born with, if you had the opportunity to collect it and research it in a lab and you were that type of a scientist and you followed some patients for, let's say, 20 years and they had the scheduled 72 vaccines now by the time children are 18 years old, which is preposterous to me. It makes me livid angry, okay? And then you did a comparison on their DNA. DNA is literally changing in bodies of people in real time. So let's say Vinny and I had vaccines when we were little and we're fine. Well, Vinny, do you have any arthritis? Do you have any heart problems? Is your liver having a problem? Do you have diabetes? Is your pancreas not functioning correctly? Okay? And like I said, there's more things that are involved in this. A different show for a different day. But common sense deduction is just common sense that says, where are all of these autoimmune diseases coming from at a rapid pace? Where are all of these cancers? One in four people diagnosed with some type of cancer in today's world. So in 1990, when I was paying a little bit of attention, because I knew a few people that had cancer, including a little girl that got brain cancer that I babysat, and she died. I was devastated. So I started asking myself all of these years, 1990 to 2019, what are some things that are contributing to this? And if you have any kind of deductive reasoning, you can figure this out on your own. So I don't know where we go from here. You know, I just don't believe
we don't
in
take the vaccines.
Mongering.
We don't take the vaccines. That's what we do.
That's right. I certainly don't.
Yeah. Yeah, we fought it all the way with our children. Every step of the way we fought it. We're going to be right back. We're going into our last segment right after these few short commercial announcements.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire fireplace grates. Our U.S. patented Made in America Wall of Fire grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Nurse Tracy's with us, and she's been talking about the dangers of vaccines, and she's been suggesting as strongly as you can that you do your own research before you get them. And I totally agree. Nurse Tracy, do you want to give out any information as to how people can find you on the Internet or not? You do not have to.
Yeah, that's fine. They can find me on Facebook at Victory Healing and Wellness. They can send me a message through that Facebook page, Victory Healing and Wellness, and we're located in Branson, Missouri. If there's any questions, or even if you want to have a, you know, say why you believe it, and I'll tell you why I don't, and we can continue to talk to each other. I'm not there to convince you. I just want what's best for society. And also, you know, before you talk to me, I want you to visit this website, or before you message me, because this website was created for vaccine injuries to report them through the federal government. And it's called, I'll tell you the website, it's vaers.hhs.gov. Go in there and find out what types of, and severely, injuries are severely underreported, okay? Doctors and pediatricians have a way of saying my baby has this rash and has been running a fever of 104 for blah, blah, however many days. Well, or it's screaming its ever-loving head off, I can't make it stop crying. Everything I do isn't working. Well, most likely it's because its head is absolutely pounding because of brain swelling, encephalitis, another side effect listed on most vaccinations. And I'm guilty as a mother when I had my children and two of them screamed. I said, oh, they have colic. So I'm at the pharmacy buying the drops for belly aches, you know, thinking they have a bellyache. Well, no, they didn't. They're screaming their head off because I didn't know any better, and they got vaccinations, and they're absolutely being tormented. That's what was happening. So anyways, the VAERS website where vaccine, you can self-report your vaccine injuries or anything that seems odd to you if your doctor's not going to report it. But a couple other things I want to talk about besides that real fast is that, you know, we're encouraged to do well baby visits. And that's the government pharmaceutical tracking system of how they basically bully you into inoculations, you know, the vaccinations. 2 months, 4 months, 6 months, 8 months, whatever. Now, I don't know about everybody else, but I can get on the scale and hold my baby, weigh myself, lay my baby down, and then put my bottom back on the scale and subtract the number to find out how much my baby weighs. I can go on the internet and say, at 2 months old, my baby should be doing this. At 6 months old, my baby should be having these milestones, correct? I mean, we are not so ignorant as a society that we can't use a tape measure to measure how long our baby is, we can't figure out how to weigh them on the scale, and we cannot look up with the information highway what milestones our baby should be reaching. It's not necessary to go to a well baby visit because your baby is very well until you get there. Okay? Then you're going to start having some problems. They're going to have a seizure disorder. They're going to have ADHD. They're going to have oppositional defiant disorder. They may get autism. They may be catatonic. Period. They may go from a normal toddler to a vegetable. I don't mean to sound mean. I don't mean to be harsh. I have seen it over and over and over again. We know two people that have had multiple brain surgeries because of that direct correlation to vaccinations and seizure activity. The mothers out here crying for people to listen to them, they care about the population also because they've either lost a baby or have severely vaccine-damaged children. The other thing I would like to encourage people to do is there's several, I have a stack of books probably 2 feet high, from written by doctors or scientists, ones that are legitimate and want to go to sleep at night, okay, on their pillow with a good conscience, that you can attain easily. But two video series that you should watch are Vaxxed and Vaxxed 2. A couple of people that you could follow or look into their information is Mike Adams with Natural News. He has several articles on vaccinations. He's a scientist. He has a lab. He is a legitimate researcher. Dr. Sherry Tenpenny. Del Bigtree and Highwire and Robert Kennedy Jr. All of these people are trying to fight for you, your health, and your children, along with myself. They're just on a national level.
Tracy, we're out of time, and the website that you recommended was VAERS, Vaccine Adverse Event Reporting System. HHS.gov.
Yes.
Tracy, thank you so much for being with us. I'm looking forward to next Friday, same time, same
station.
Thanks,
Jenny. Have a great day.
Thank you again.
Bye-bye.
You too.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.